I'm going to make Tuukka Rask into Santa Claus, particularly from Elf, because not enough people believe in him, but he still gets the fucking job done and comes in clutch when he needs to.
Right, that was good. That was good.
Live, no, not live, from the Brews and Bruins podcast studios in Portland, Maine, Reading, Massachusetts, and San Diego, California. This is the Brews and Bruins podcast, a hockey podcast network drinkable podcast you can taste, presented by Bruins diehards. My name is Cam Hasbrook. I am joined, as per usual, by these two absolute stallions of co-hosts, Drew Doob Schmoob Johnson and Chris Sweaty Hockey Gear. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Oh my god, that was the most on-brand intro. Holy shit.
That was great, Cam.
Welcome new listeners.
Cheers to you, Cam. Holy shit.
Yeah, that caught me off guard, honestly. I don't know where that came from, but...
It came from, like, deep within your soul.
Yeah, it was just... It was pure fate. It was meant to be. Gentlemen, what are we drinking?
I'll kick us off. This was a celebratory situation. So, got myself a Pliny the Elder from Russian River. It's a classic double IPA, and I feel like it's one of those beers that everyone kind of thinks about as like, whoa, is this like the best beer ever made? And I don't know, maybe. Give it a taste.
Yeah, we got to explain our scale of ratings.
I think it'd be better if we didn't.
I feel like it's kind of better if we don't. Yeah, we didn't do it beforehand, so.
We did the first time we did it, way back when.
I gotta take another
hit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that is really delicious. Yeah,
it's magically delicious.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. That's an 8% beer. That doesn't taste anywhere near 8%. That's pretty dangerous. So, all right, we'll start with taste. On a scale from are we 1 to 37 or 0 to 37?
I think zero to thirty-seven. Yeah.
I think you could go into the negatives.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think you could go into negatives.
It's negative 37. It's negative 37 to positive 37.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
zero being the worst.
On a taste, I'm going to go 37. That's wow. You can taste that. You can absolutely taste this beer. Absolutely delicious, and it is tasteable. Drinkability?
I think you're going to finish that beer.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's already like halfway gone. Dangerously drinkable. I think that both helps and hurts it, considering it is a double IPA. So we're gonna go 17. I wouldn't wanna be crushing these all day.
All right.
Well, I'm also in a celebratory mood, which is why I didn't go out to the store today. So I'm featuring the same beer as I did last episode to keep things on brand. It is a Hop Around Green Rabbit Double IPA from Howler Brewery in Williamsburg, Mass. I'll start with drinkability to switch it up. You know, got to keep people on their toes. It's also an 8%. It also doesn't feel like it's an 8% when you're drinking it. And so, yeah, I'm going to give drinkability... I'll go pretty high with that one. I'll give it a... I'll go 35 out of 37. And in terms of taste, you can definitely taste it. I'm thinking mid-20s. I'm thinking some Brandon Carlo action, 25 out of 37.
All right. Well, I got some big shoes to fill here.
Bet you can't, so.
In, I guess, pretty much on brand as well. I'm actually not drinking a beer today. It's actually a cider.
The fuck is
I was I was down in New Hampshire earlier.
Welcome to Brews Plus Cam and Bruins.
I was down in New Hampshire earlier, and I had to take advantage of the no state tax. So for the no sales tax. So I popped into a liquor store. They didn't sell beer, but they didn't sell cider. So I figured I'd grab some of that. So I am drinking a Storm Along Legendary Dry American Hard Cider. As far as ciders go, I think that's a name that our good friend of the pod, Colin, will definitely enjoy. Because it's got more than four words in it, so he automatically hates it.
Shouts to
Have
Spoke
never
Z.
tried this one before until a couple seconds ago, but we're going to give it another go here for a fresh rating. 6.5%, definitely more on the dry side as far as ciders go, not a sweeter one. A little bit of bitter, a little bit of a, you know, citrusy kind of sour kick to it, but definitely not overwhelmingly sweet. Apparently, I was also in a celebration mood here, because it said this cider is champagne-like, and it does kind of have champagne-like vibes. I was reading along the description, which I always like to do here, and said it's made with some rare apples here in the United States, and they've got some funny names, so...
Rare apples?
Yeah, rare apples.
Seems ill-advised. Check this out. I would make it with very common apples. Seems sustainable that way.
Yeah, these apples are rare in the United States with curious names like Ashmead's Kernel, Chisel Jersey, which I think is just excellent, Dabinet, and Esopus Spitzenberg. So I don't know if any of those are real or if they're just fucking yanking my chain here, but...
Chiseled Jersey sounds like something they'd make in like Arizona to wear as their alternates.
Yeah, absolutely. Drinkability, pretty good, not overwhelmingly flavorful. A little, again, more on the bitter side than the sweet, so you wouldn't get overwhelmed by it. Give it a solid 25, pretty good for cider. Taste, it's definitely subtle, like I said, not overpowering by any means. Definitely on the drier side by a good margin, so I'd give it like a 9. Pretty subtle flavor there, but a pretty good cider. Not bad at all.
Right on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good shit.
So, for those of you who have listened for a while, we are on episode 41, the Yaroslav Halak episode, going back-to-back with the goaltenders. And as a little early teaser, I think we're going to have some more goaltending talk next week with a good friend of the pod coming back on. We'll save that for us to just run into the ground on Twitter when we're teasing it this week. But this is also season 2, episode 1. We were recently picked up by the Hockey Podcast Network. Woo! Yeah, I think I can speak for everyone and say we're a little bit underwhelmed about this. No, I'm just kidding. We are super excited about the opportunity to partner with these guys and on all the other great podcasts they have out there. It's going to open up a lot of doors for us, and for those of you longtime listeners, we're going to have more of the same type of content that we've had in the past, but more of it as well as some new things. And for those of you who are just jumping on for the first time, I'm going to wrap this up quick because somebody's coming to arrest me, it sounds like. But we've got some interesting stuff, and it might just be Chris and Drew. So, guys, you want to take it over?
We've been canceled.
They want them rare apples, bro. That's really... Yeah.
Those apple mines that using unethical apple practices.
Yeah, for like former as if now they're leaving because we joined a network. Prior, current, old listeners, original six.
Probably former listeners at this point, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody makes it through more than one episode of this shit, but
yeah, give the Hockey Podcast Network a follow at HockeyPodNet on Twitter. And if you're new, give us a follow at Brews and Bruins on Twitter. And you can follow us on Instagram, too, if you want. That's just a bunch of beer pics, basically. Some good old beer porn for you.
All right, so, guys, we'll give a couple little intros here. We'll toss it around the block of the Knights of the Triangular Table here, I guess, because there's only three of us. For those of you new listeners, just kind of get a rundown of who everybody is, what our background is, I guess, with the podcast, and maybe just, I guess, how the podcast even came to be, because in fitting fashion, it kind of started as a joke, and... Here we are, 9.
And it still is a joke.
It still is a joke, yeah. We should clarify, nothing's changed since then. But, yeah, somebody want to kick this one off here and just give a little background about who you are, where you're from, you know, miracle style?
Yeah, I'll give it a go. I'm Chris Gear. I live in San Diego, and that's my whole story.
That's kind of a shitty story.
Yeah, that sounds like a shit life right there.
Yeah, well, we all met via thehockeywriters.com. We're all writers for that crew. And then had a few years between where we weren't all, I guess Drew had moved. I moved on way earlier than you guys did because I, you know, I got a job.
Yeah, those things are kind of annoying.
doing what I studied to do, which is aerospace engineering.
Being an astronaut. He's actually from
the
ISS.
I talked over you.
Space cowboy. And so then I think Drew left eventually, and then Cam was still hanging on for a while. And
Cam was there forever.
Yeah, while Cam was still on there, we were, I don't know, we started up kind of doing a beer thread anytime there was a Bruins game on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And kind of started...
during the week, too.
Yeah, I was trying to save a little bit of face, but that seems stupid at this point.
Yeah,
yeah, so we, I don't know, we'd have a little side thread on Twitter, like, I don't know, just joking around about like, yo, what if we just like made a podcast out of this, like talking about beer and talking about the Bruins, and then
yeah. So I think the funny thing is like me and Chris tried to make it a thing, and then only we'd respond to each other. And then once in a while, Cam would hop in, and one of those times, like, yeah, it was just like that joke, like a reply in the thread, hey, what if we did a podcast? And then I remember messaging both of you on Twitter, making a group, and I was like, I was only half kidding. Like, why don't we fucking do that? Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are, 9 months later, I think. Something about that. 10?
43 weeks.
Actually, no, 11 months. It started in February, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, sure. I'm pretty sure it was February.
Yeah, it was February 6th. Was
her first episode. He's got it tattooed on his ass. Not the only ass tattoo he's gotten from this podcast, by the way, folks. No, unfortunately,
yeah,
it is for now.
Get this podcast to 1,000 followers, and Drew will get another one.
Yeah, of Chris and I's name on a hockey puck. In a beer.
Property of.
No, just two like jerseys with the names on the back.
Hanging in the rafters.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I love it.
I want our names hanging in the rafters of Drew's butt.
I like that we can sell my body for traction on Twitter. It's great. Love it. It's all my hopes and dreams, the hopes and dreams of my parents, too. So let's make it a reality.
Yeah, sign up for Drew's OnlyFans.
The American dream. If you work and study hard enough, one day you can sell your ass for Twitter followers.
All right, so that's Drew, everyone. By the way, he says all this while wearing a Cookie Monster shirt, which I just love.
Yeah, yeah, I'm from Reading, Mass. Shoutouts to, Reading, I guess. I don't know. Get me out. Give me like $10,000 and I'll move to Portland with Cam.
So, yeah, I am Cam Hasbrook. You can find me on Twitter at Cam Hasbrook. Shocking, I know. Yeah, I'm up here in Portland, Maine, originally from New York. Spent a couple years in Maryland, but now up here in New England for the first time.
Yeah, Cam just spent his entire childhood in Albany and never
in Albany. Yeah, it was a great time though. So, yeah, here. I mean, I guess I don't have too much left to fill in there. You guys kind of covered the bases. But, yeah, I guess the big takeaway is this started off as a joke, and it continues to be a joke, except people seem to, like, take it as not a joke, which is weird to me, but...
Or maybe they're just in on the joke.
Maybe that's probably a lot more.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's what it is. Yeah. So also, I should say, because you guys gave, like, an actual intro. It was like, hi, I'm from here. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I'm a student at Salem State University.
Drew's like, oh, I got stuff I gotta say. Wait, I don't know what to
thanks
say.
Study journalism. Thanks for cutting off Cam's intro to contribute nothing.
That's basically what I do here. I shut Cam up a lot of the time.
Cut off Cam.
Cam's just lucky to be here.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. So yeah, when we first started this podcast back in February, there was hockey being played and all that cool stuff. You may have heard about this coronavirus thing that hit since then, canceled the sports for a while, and here we are in mid-December with no hockey.
And people are still listening to this podcast for some reason.
Yeah, you know, I think it worked for us. It kind of gave us an opportunity to find our groove and expand beyond just, like, game recaps and shit, because, you know, no offense to any podcasts that just stick to that stuff, but, I think we recognize that we're not ESPN and nobody's coming for that, so... we certainly will address hockey and beer. Those are the two main things, as the title implies. But just strap in, because there's a whole lot of other bullshit coming your way that you don't know about, and we certainly fucking don't know about. So,
and we should do a sincere shout out to Bruins diehards who took us on at a young age, saw our potential, and really gave us the room to flourish and. We're still with them. They're still here.
Yeah.
Thanks to both them and the Hockey Podcast Network for being on board with, splitting us, giving us two Christmases.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it was for, yeah. On that note, all three of us write for Bruins Diehards, so we should probably mention that, too.
Yeah, we should probably start writing again. Yeah, I think Drew has written most recently of the three of us.
I've written literally one
by like, a large margin. Drew wrote an article, like, 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and then
before that it was like 4 months.
I wrote something that was like a preview for the bubble, so I think that's the last thing I wrote.
Yeah, I wrote just an absolute bullshit article. That's been my only one so far, but...
Presented by Bruins Diehards.
So yeah, tonight, of course, you know, not too much hockey to talk about.
Should we do like a like what to expect from us going forward or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was itching into before.
Yeah, I mean, and so if you didn't see our announcement video, go check that out. Good job, Drew, throwing that together. I think that's...
Stay tough to you, Drew.
That's 100% the vibe that we're going for. Just super weird. And if you're not in on the joke, then either get in or you're probably not going to like us. Our vibe is being immediately alienating if you're not in on the vibe. I think our vibe is very much the type of people who have things said to them on the internet like, oh, I bet you're fun at parties, but we actually are fun at parties.
Yeah, and we're just doing it ironically.
I don't know about that.
Honestly, I'm not sure about that either.
But. I'm usually just like the stoned guy in the corner at parties. I don't know. It's kind of my mantra.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I don't want to speak for all of us and pretend like we're like a monochromatic personality.
Big honcho, man.
But...
Well, we're famous now. We're basically celebrities, right?
Yeah. So... I don't know. I think we give off a certain vibe, and then people kind of see who we actually are, and they're like, that's not what I was expecting.
I was talking about this with Drew after last week's pod. I think the best way to describe our podcast personalities is really just like an exaggerated version of our normal day-to-day personalities. At least for me, that's definitely the vibe I get from Drew. Chris is probably a little bit more serious during astronaut
work.
Little
do you know, this is who I am, like, actually.
I don't know. I assume when Chris is, like, fixing rocket ships outside, you know, on the moon or something, he has to be a little more serious, but...
I take work very seriously, but I think you'd be surprised at our work environment.
fair enough.
You got some more intel than that?
I mean, a lot of my best...
Yeah, what's up with that monolith,
secrets?
Dude? I know you know about it.
Yeah, sorry, I can't discuss that, but a lot of my best friends are people I work with, and I feel like they would all fit in very well in this kind of vibe.
Did they make the monolith?
No, I think they actually discovered, like, it's an art collective that is across the world that's just making these and, like, putting them somewhere, so...
Yeah, there have been a bunch of them in, like, Europe and stuff, too,
oh, and
now.
If you hear any barking, which you definitely do, because that's Nelson, my roommate and I have... at times anywhere between 3 and 6 dogs, so just ignore that.
They just walk in and out.
Well, dogs on a
capacity is 6, yeah. But there's a minimum of 3 necessary to keep the household running.
You must efficiently. You walk in, there's a big sign that says must have at least 3 dogs present. It's like reverse social distancing for dogs. All right, so yeah, if nobody else has anything to add about what we do here.
I think going forward, like, yeah, you're going to get, I think, pretty smart hockey talk. I think we're all, like, on the way rational end of the
think Tuukka Rask is, like, bad, just stop fucking listening right now. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, like, overly, like, stan Tuukka, but just if you think that Tuukka Rask sucks because he didn't have a shutout in Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final, probably not your podcast. I'm just going to lay it out there straight for you.
I do appreciate that we are immediately just coming right out and being like, hey, don't listen to this podcast if.
It's literally, we're like the scene in Step Brothers where they're like, why don't we tell you about our weaknesses? And they're like, we're not very particularly good listeners. You know, we don't learn at all. We're very distracted. It's pretty much what we're doing here. Just laying out on the board. We're just transparent here. You know, we're transparent.
Yeah, we don't want you to get to, like, episode 3 of season 2 and be, like, surprised. We want to put it all out there and get you guys ready. Yeah, this is going to be a little weird.
Yeah, you know, going forward, yeah, there's going to be a lot of bonus content. We're going to do some live streams. We're going to have some, like, mini episodes, basically, interviewing people. We're going to definitely make some more videos. We have one in the works. And and all sorts of cool stuff
to our friends in the community that we already have that we're bringing along with us. Huge thank you to all of you. This is because of you. We wouldn't exist.
Cheers.
I mean, we would exist. Like that's being a little hyperbolic.
Not dude, butterfly effect. Butterfly effect. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? We could all be dead by now. But we've kind of gained a bunch of friends through. Not necessarily this podcast specifically, but being within the Bruins Twitter community and A lot of those friends have come on as guests, and we're going to definitely try to have everybody we've had on as guests before back. But also, I think this gives us an opportunity to bring on some heavy hitters. Not that we haven't had heavy hitters before. I think we've had a few like really good guests in the past, but I think this is a really good opportunity for us. Good opportunity for the community that we're bringing along. Let's get it, boys.
Long story short, expect more of the same. I think it's kind of what we're going for. We got the same kind of shit. There's going to be more of that shit. So
I hope you like
same
it.
I hope you like it. It really doesn't matter. Whether we're going to do it either way. So yeah, we're just going to overload
you. We're just
going to
pepper fastballs inside.
Check
we're,
out our fleets.
We're going to keep going. Oh, man. We stopped the fleets.
I know. Yeah, we went hard on the fleets for like a week, and then that fleeted quickly.
It stopped being funny. It got really tired after like 2 weeks of getting 25 views on every stupid fleet we had.
Again, shout out our friends. So the little bit of hockey we have to talk about today isn't even really hockey. It's just it has to do with a hockey player. But I don't know. If you haven't seen the story by now, you got to go look it up, and we're going to tell you about it anyway. So here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you, as Wayne from Letterkenny would say, I kind of feel bad for this reporter because I understand, like, the situation that they were in. And, like, I don't know. I'm sure if I were out interviewing some, like, random – I don't want to say some random athlete because the person we're about to discuss, it's not just some random athlete, but
– I'm sure there are, like, Hall of Fame athletes in other sports you wouldn't recognize.
I may come across a world-class rugby player and I wouldn't know. You know what I mean? Just because I'm not in that niche. That being said,
I mean, Even if you do watch, like, for example, I pay attention to basketball. There are definitely plenty of Hall of Famers that I could run into on the street and I would never recognize them.
For sure.
So, Hall of Fame hockey player Jerome Iginla and former Boston Bruin among pretty much every other fucking team in the league. Looks like he was out for a nice stroll in Boston where he lives and was interviewed by the local news station. Not about hockey, but about the weather and about how the snow is going on. And
but, like, they also inadvertently got, like, the best guy to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. And that was the thing, is that he had the big smirk, and he's like, oh, you know, we're from Canada, and blah, blah, like, almost like he was trying to, like, like help him along the way and be like, wait a minute. Like, which I think that might have been the only thing that would have been better than this happening, is if, like, halfway through the interview where they were just like, wait a minute, are you Jerome Iginla? Like, I don't know. I guess you probably would have recognized him off the
bat. Well, they knew he was Jerome Iginla.
Well, that's true. Well, but, like, if they had connected.
He gave his name.
They got the name and put it in the article. But at the time, it seems that it wasn't known that it was Jerome Iginla.
I was just at work on Twitter when this had happened. And I saw the original tweet of this guy saying, like, is it just me or is that Jerome Iginla on Channel 25 News right now? And I was like, that's 100% Jerome Iginla. This is hilarious, obviously.
There's nobody who has that, like, forehead crease.
Yeah,
that's the one.
And I really was just interested in like his take on this. If he was just like walking down the street, you know, having a good, I don't know, coming home from something or whatever.
No, they're
and he sees
a,
like the reporter pretty coming up, and he's like, oh, fucking damn it, I'm not in the mood right now, blah blah blah. And they're like, excuse me, and he's like, yeah, I'm Jerome again. And then they're like, how's the weather? And he's like, it's snowing out there. It sure is. You know what I mean? Like, that's got to be crazy for him, having, like, all of these media people around him for the last, you know, however many decades, constantly trying to get anything they can out of him. And then all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, somebody comes to interview him, and it's about the fucking snow. Like,
I'm pretty sure, I could have it wrong, but I think it was at, like, a highway rest stop.
Yeah, it was. It was. I think he was just, like, stopped to get some gas, and someone asked, like,
somebody getting
MOS? No, I think he was hitchhiking. I think he was hitchhiking.
Which, if you're a reporter, that's a smart place to go. I'm sure that's pretty standard.
If there's
weather issues, you go to some place and, like, interview people who are driving in the worst place to be driving when there's bad weather. But I appreciate stuff like that. There's a pretty famous video of Golden State Warriors' splash brother, Klay Thompson, giving an interview about scaffolding in Oakland. Someone pulled him over on the street and asked him about how he feels about all the construction on buildings over the sidewalks, and he was like, I like kind of avoid it if it's up there because you never really know what's going on.
It's kind of hilarious seeing athletes just like in these situations that just have absolutely nothing to do with. Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, like,
they're people too.
Yeah, you get to see athletes like on podcasts, things like that, where they're discussing something other than their sport. But when they're just like totally out and they're like, I guess, like more natural environment, just being people, it's hilarious to see this kind of thing happen.
I think that's what we should do. I think we should like have like former NHL players or something and not talk about hockey at all. Just be like, hey, so like we heard you were a good person.
I mean,
talk
that's
to.
Very
like,
much
what,
our
what's
vibe.
What's going on with you? Yeah.
I mean, exactly, for so. For our next week guest, I was kind of thinking about just doing that, like not talking any hockey at all.
I was actually thinking about this earlier. Like, if we got like an A-list, you know what I mean, celebrity on here one day, I think my first question would be like, you know, I feel like this gets skipped over a lot and people always just want to jump into your like career and stuff. Just like, what's going on? You know, you got anything cool going on this week? Like, how you been feeling lately, man? You know, I feel like that would be a very refreshing question to ask somebody like that.
Have you ever been to any rest stops lately?
What do you think about the snow?
That's a much creepier question.
Yeah, it sounds like
you
know about
something. I think I saw you at the rest stop by like exit 38. I thought I saw you there.
Yeah, cool. Stop stalking celebrities. Yeah, there's another one that's like way less funny, but Carl Alsner got interviewed. There was a fatal accident like in his neighborhood, and he got like interviewed in his car about like the street that he drives on all the time, and the like it had his name on it, but they never acknowledged that he was like an NHL player or anything. And he was just like, yeah, I think they should put up speed bumps on this street because like it's always people like driving through here way too fast. And I don't know, maybe Carl Alsner helped save some lives by putting in speed bumps on a street in his town.
He probably just like taped hockey sticks across like the length of the street. It's a speed bump. All right, cool. That was an unfunny joke. Anyway.
Yeah.
Great, hombre. Oh, hey, do we have anything to that the Hockey Podcast Network has to say?
Hello and welcome. My name is Brad Lieb. I am a former professional hockey player, and this is the Life After Hockey Podcast. This is the place where I'll be interviewing former players and exploring their life after hockey journeys, including their successes, challenges, and the causes that they are passionate about. So please join me on the Hockey Podcast Network every Saturday for new episodes, and follow me on Twitter at Brad M. Lieb for all my podcast updates. And until then, keep going and enjoy your life.
Perfect. First shot. Let's go, Life After Hockey, baby. Woo!
So we don't have too much hockey to talk about, but one thing that I think we'll definitely talk a lot more about later, particularly next week, I guess, because I want to ask our guest questions. I have two kind of lines of questionings. One has to do with hockey. The other one has to do with hockey aesthetics. But one of my favorite times of the year, the World Junior Championship is coming up with the first games kicking off on Christmas.
Should it be, though?
Should it be is a big question. I know they are doing a bubble and stuff, which if they do it responsibly, I think there is a safe way to do it. Obviously, you want to make sure other players are tested beforehand.
Should it be?
I haven't tracked it too closely. I know a bunch of BU guys who were supposed to play are not going to be anymore because there was an outbreak on the team. So I believe it's in Edmonton this year that they're doing a bubble and stuff. But on the hockey side, just, you know, I'm assuming you guys, I guess we started this podcast after the last one. So I really don't know. Like,
we don't know anything.
We haven't discussed it on here. But I don't know. Any thoughts about it coming up?
I know there was a league that was like didn't allow their players to participate if they were participating in their league. I think it was the ECHL. Yeah, East Coast Hockey League. Yeah,
no, they're not the East Coast anymore. They're just the ECHL. They don't like being called the East Coast because they're not like limited to the East Coast. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Why don't they change their fucking name?
Because they already like have established so much branding as the ECHL. They don't want to rebrand.
So,
but they are literally just help known as like the ECHL
Electoral
now.
College Hockey League.
I was gonna say the Every Coast Hockey League.
Hey, that makes more sense.
Yeah, that does make more sense, but.
But it's less funny Electoral College is hot in the streets, though, so yeah, you really got to capitalize on shit like that.
You get the good SEO on Twitter there, or on Google and shit, so, and on Twitter, I guess.
Hashtag Every Coast Hockey League.
Yeah, my association with the World Juniors is minimal. I'm not a huge, like, prospects guy. I watch enough college hockey because I grew up in Amherst, Massachusetts, and UMass.
Which, by the way, those new UMass jerseys are fucking beautiful.
Pretty dope. Yeah, no one liked my Mystery Alaska tweet, but they do look like the Mystery Alaska jersey.
I didn't see it, but I would have given it a pity like, just so you know. That's all it would have been is a pity like, but something.
I didn't get a pity like on my tweet earlier where I talked about stalking Cam's LinkedIn and reading his resume and being impressed by his resume.
I didn't see that either, but
I added Cam.
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't checked LinkedIn in maybe 3 years.
Yeah, neither have I. That's why I wasn't sure if like Drew was fucking with me or if he actually was like
you have Cam, you have Brews and Bruins on there.
Is that all you were impressed with?
No, you also had you're like a part bunch of other shit.
Wow, I know that
bunch of other shit. Yeah, I know that.
Drew's a big Brews and Bruins fan. Very impressed by
that. As you can tell by his ass tattoo.
Outlet. Yeah. But, okay, we got to set the record straight for new listeners. I do not have an ass tattoo.
Yet. He does not have one yet. Almost had to get one.
Thank you, Jake DeBrus.
He definitely doesn't have an ass tattoo of Zdeno Chara in the bunny suit. Don't worry.
One day I will.
If we get to 1,000 followers before New Year's.
Nope.
I would think about it.
I'd think about getting it anyway, but like
it's a good tattoo.
It's kind of a good tattoo. I don't know. Drew, do you watch the World Juniors every year? No. You don't watch the tournament? All right, apparently I'm the only one. I guess we'll definitely have to talk about it next week.
So when we had Xfinity, you know, we'd get NHL Network, and so they'd play a few games, and once in a while, you know, I'd catch a game, like in the middle of the day. But I don't have NHL Network anymore, so I will probably not randomly catch a game. I'd have to go out of my way to watch it, and I don't know, that's not really in my personality, so.
Fair enough.
To go out of my way.
I should say, like, I'm not a huge, like, I don't know, I track some prospects and stuff, and I keep an eye on the Bruins ones, but I'm not, like, good friend of the pod, Brandon Cher-Cohen, who's, like, constantly, like, studying this stuff. For me, it's
that's
more just, like, I
just
don't know,
ask
any,
him.
Yeah, Brandon exactly. Cher, yeah. No, when I was drafting my, like, Keeper League fantasy team for, like, where we pick, you know, like, prospect players and stuff, I just hit him up on Twitter, and
Here is my password. You please.
Yeah, I'm like, hi, is this person good? And he's like, nope, pick this guy instead. And I was like, thank you, Brandon. You are my dad. No.
You are my dad.
Will you please be my dad now? Yeah, no, so I don't know, but I'm not like a huge prospect guy or anything, but I don't know. Any kind of international hockey I like to watch, especially because the fucking NHL always like ruins the Olympics and shit like that. So
yeah,
any excuse to just like get a good like USA Canada matchup or something like that is pretty fun. And I don't know. Again, as a college hockey guy, I definitely am a huge college hockey fan as well. And I know Drew is as well, even though he hasn't expressly said it this episode. But I like to be able to jump on there and see how the you know different college guys are and stuff. And you know you'll get a Bruins draft pick on there like John Beecher or something. So.
There was supposed to be a Bruins player who would participate, but because the ECHL, or Bruins prospect, but because the ECHL said you can't. I'm like pretty damn sure it's that league. I hope I don't.
I was going to say, I don't know if it is, because that's like the... I
saw it on Twitter. It wasn't like a verified account. Somebody mentioned it, so I just ran with it, but...
I don't know. I'm not sure it's the ECHL.
I'm Googling right now.
All right, we'll figure it
out. ECHL, Premier, Double A.
All things aside, which this is the thing I really want to talk about with our guest next week. They're doing like specialized goalie pads and skates and stuff for this year's tournament. But the customized design goalie pads for each team are fucking sick. You can check them out. I tweeted them out earlier. We can tweet them out for the main account or something too. But they are super cool. Each team obviously has goalie pads that are themed for their country. I've only seen a couple of the full ones so far. Russia, Germany, the U.S. all had pretty cool ones. Definitely check that out. I'm like a goalie gear nerd. I think that shit's super cool to look at design and like that. But even kind of casual hockey fans, I think we'll find that to be pretty cool. And I hope that's something that we see more of.
Down with like, that as well.
Yeah. So we'll talk about a lot more goaltending stuff next week. Hint, hint. For anybody who may be familiar with it, it's not that hard to find out, but we're gonna just like be real assholes about how we tease this over the next week, because that's what we do. So
N-Dub
starting up soon in Lake Placid. That's going to be super awesome. I'm very excited for that. And on that note, actually, go check out the Pride's Diehard podcast. Bruins Diehards, obviously they work very closely with Boston Pride. So much that the GM and the coach of that team are now starting their own podcast, or I guess kind of taking over the Pride Diehards podcast. They stole it.
They usurped. Pretty hilarious to me. They were just like, yeah, we love this podcast. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, like, yo, Don Sweeney, if you want to take over this podcast at any point, I guess we like have to cease it to you.
Hey, I like
that. Yeah, if we give like Sweeney and Cassidy the fucking notes of this podcast.
Hey, I really like that. Can I just have it?
They're just like crushing beers and talking shit about Nick Ritchie. Like,
does that lead us to a listener question?
Ooh, yeah. Should we get to questions?
Yeah, let's do some questions. I'm not going to lie. I totally forgot about questions.
Cam fucking struggling with his mic right now.
No, it's just this damn pop filter. I'm trying to get some nice audio quality for our new listeners, and this fucking thing just never cooperates.
Cam,
with me.
I have had two dogs like full on barking in the background of this entire recording. You're fine.
All right, let's run down the questions here, starting with another great friend of the pod, Court Alone.
Well, I was gonna say, okay, whatever, just do whatever. Never mind.
No, Drew, I want to hear what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, Drew, please, continue.
Well, the transition was Nick Ritchie, and we have a question about Nick Ritchie, but we don't need to.
Yeah, let's do that first.
I was going to say we should start with that.
I haven't read through all the questions yet, so I didn't.
Another friend of the podcast, Maddie B, at Matthew _Jordan, but the Matthew has three T's, said, how many times will Nick Ritchie piss off fans this season? I think countless times.
Yeah, I have a really good answer to this, and it has to do with continuum mathematics. See, in a lot of
Jesus
mathematics,
Christ. Okay, I'm tuning out now. Go ahead.
With you. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm not going to go into that.
What do you think, Cam? How many times?
Wait, what was the question? I'm not.
How many
lie.
Times?
Yeah, that's the correct answer, Cam.
Yeah, that's perfect.
As soon as Nick Richer was brought up, I was like, "Oh, this conversation is not worth
you
my
just,
time."
You just like totally tuned out. had nothing to do with my mention of continuum mathematics.
Yeah, how many times are you gonna piss us off? Is that was the
piss
question?
Piss fans
right?
off, but yeah, us.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to quote, I'm pretty sure it's Mean Girls. The limit does not exist.
There you go.
Yeah.
Zing. Nick Lanciani.
Are you not going to offer something up there, Drew, or did you already? Again, I'm not
I
really
did.
Sure
I said
no. He literally started.
Jesus
Ah,
Christ,
yes, of
Cam.
Course.
Cam, are you being the Drew on this episode? What's up?
I don't know. I'm having too much fun playing with my pop filter over here. It's all right. Continue. God damn it, Drew.
I already have Cam committed to editing, so I can drop shit like that. Nick Lanciani, good friend, Lancy 53 on Twitter said, "Bruins players as Christmas Vacation characters or other Christmas movies," and added, "So yes, Die Hard counts." So yeah, them as Bruins players as certain Christmas characters. I haven't seen Christmas Vacation, so I don't know. I heard about that movie like 2 days ago. It's the first time.
All right, Chris is breaking out the fucking clipboard, so I want to see what he has to say here, first of all.
No, I literally just have timestamps written down where we need to.
Dude, that's smart. We talked about that the other day.
Thank you, sir.
I need to get a clipboard is what I need to do.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. And it gets the people going.
Gets the people going, yeah.
I also have a limited relationship with Christmas Vacation. I feel like that's it's a thing that
you mean the movie, right? Yeah.
Both. I have never been on vacation for Christmas, but
yeah, I'm literally working for Christmas.
I've been to Maine for Christmas. Was it? Oh, really?
Yeah. Damn, that sucks. Like, I take vacation days for Christmas. My vacation is usually going home to my parents' place. Not this year. I will be in an apartment in San Diego, but...
Throwing a fucking banger. No, I'm kidding.
Not your own apartment, yeah. But a apartment.
I've seen Christmas Vacation maybe twice, and I feel like it's pretty overrated. It's like the 12th best Chevy Chase movie, and I mean, I don't think anyone really wants to talk about Randy Quaid right now because he's doing all that QAnon shit.
I wouldn't know, but yeah, let's not talk about him.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say let's each pick like one player from the Bruins and make them a character from a Christmas movie, and that'll make it more succinct and easier for us to think about.
Okay.
Sure, because I haven't seen Christmas Vacation at all, so I had nothing to add there.
Yeah. So I'm gonna take Patrice Bergeron and put him in Die Hard because he's John McClane.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna make Stundica Rudolph. I don't know why, but
classic.
I don't know. I was thinking who would be Rudolph, and I was like young Bruins players because Rudolph is a kid for most of that movie, and Stundica, sure.
I'm going to make Tuukka Rask into Santa Claus, particularly from Elf, because not enough people believe in him, but he still gets the fucking job done and comes in clutch when he needs to.
Right, that was good. That was
Cam,
good.
That was beautiful.
What's up? I had nothing until like 30 seconds ago, so thank you. I'm glad I came up with that.
That's thinking on your feet.
Question from a fellow Hockey Podcast Network podcast. Still to be determined whether or not they're a drinkable podcast you can taste.
They're definitely a tasteable State of Hoppy, podcast you can drink.
Yes. State of Hoppy, which is at State of Hoppy on Twitter, asks, the best brewery in Mass that nobody outside the area would know about. I like that question. I think Drew will definitely be able to answer it. Chris, yeah. I think, might be able to, and I probably won't because I have never lived in Massachusetts. But I can answer it for Portland, I guess. So what you guys got?
My answer was going to be Lord Hobo, even though they've kind of they just had their 5-year anniversary.
I think they're getting out there, but I wouldn't call them like huge yet. Yeah,
they're definitely getting out there. They're definitely kind of all over New England, but yeah, I doubt West.
Our bar in San Diego has a Lord
Hobo.
All right,
so
neon
I'm
going to
change.
So
that.
I think you're good.
And think of something else. They're my favorite local brewery. I was going to say right down the street, but you know, next town over. 10-minute drive away, so they're definitely my favorite in Mass. I'm gonna have to think of another obscure one. You guys got anything?
All right, I got two. One is Element Brewing in Miller Falls, Mass. I feel like nobody knows what that is. If you're ever in like out in the middle of nowhere, Western Mass, check them out. They also got some spirits and stuff. Did like a kind of like gin and whiskey flight kind of deal one really snowy day while I was back home. And another is Hitchcock Brewing. They got some of the best IPAs I've had, period. And I think they recently moved in the past couple of years to Berniston, Mass, which is another middle of nowhere Western Mass place, but they used to be in Whately, and they used to grow their own hops like on their farm, and I think they probably still do that, but
damn, that's really cool.
Like it's a pretty chill thing. Like we went and they had a tasting room like on the farm, and they would only have it open for the weekend, and you could just like go and drink their beers on the weekend, but they supply beers to a lot of local bars. And it was really cool, like, once I had tasted their beers, like, going around to local bars and being like, oh, I've had that beer. And you can't really buy it anywhere. Like, they don't sell it in liquor stores or anything like that. Packies, as some of the Boston peeps would call it. But, yeah, but those are my two, Hitchcock and Element. If you're ever out in Western Mass or anything, check those out.
All right, I'm struggling here to answer for I'll say Maine, but really, I mean, mostly Portland is where I have, you know, the most experience here. It really is tough because Portland is like a fucking heaven for beer fans, especially, but especially craft beer fans. There's like, I'm not even joking. It's like there's a different brewery on every corner. My favorite sign in all of Portland is right next to the brewery I'm about to shout out, and it's just a sign that says breweries, and it has arrows pointing in every direction. And that really is the perfect example of what Portland is like. But also, don't move here because, like, it's getting crowded, which is ironic because I just moved here. But
you're the last person allowed to move.
Yeah, no, everybody has to, except for Drew. You can come along. Word. Chris, still pending, but no.
Hey, what the fuck?
I'm just fucking with you.
But also, that stands for San Diego as well. No one moved here. It's full.
Shithole, nothing to see. I'm going to just answer this one. My answer changes all the time here because there are so many great options, but I was actually talking with my roommates about starting up like a kind of recurring ranking of the Portland breweries, just kind of updating it every month or two because they have all these limited time releases and stuff, and like it really depends on when you're here to decide which one you should go to because there are so many limited time. They just brewed up so much of this beer and get it while you still can. But lately, Definitive Brewing in Portland here has had some really, really good stuff. I like to experiment a lot with my beers. I especially like sours and things like that. And my roommates and I have been kind of diving into the dessert beers lately. But they've had some really good stuff that's just strange and different than most beers you're going to drink, which I really like. So I would definitely recommend checking that out. The Triple Berry Pie is one that's on tap right now that they've done that's really delicious and just different than a lot of beers you're going to have. I had a beer last week from them that was like a raspberry like milkshake flavor. It was really weird, but it was thick, you know what I mean? Like stuff like that you're just not going to get from a lot of different breweries. Because there are so many, I think, here in Portland, they all kind of get experimental, and sometimes it flops, but oftentimes you end up something with a really unique drink, and they've been especially daring lately, which I appreciate. So check out Definitive Brewing Company if you are here in Portland for any reason.
I didn't think of another one other than Lord Hobo, so fuck me, I guess. I don't know.
Nick Floor at Nick Floor _ on Twitter asks what our preferred season length is as far as the number of that is, assuming that there is a mid-January or February 1st start date, which I know I've heard rumblings on Twitter that it could be even earlier than that, as early as January 15th, I think I've seen on Twitter.
Ooh.
But nothing confirmed. I know the NHL and NHLPA are still working out a lot of the details right now. But yeah, what would you guys be, I guess, happy with about a season as far as length goes to make it, I guess, legitimate enough to have like a true Stanley Cup champion?
I think 48's enough, considering they did that, you know, back in 2013. And I know that's something they were shooting for. I think actually.
Wait, I thought that whole 2013 season.
Oh, you're
was
right. It didn't happen.
That's definitely it didn't happen. For sure, it did not happen.
Especially 17 seconds of it. And sorry to throw that into my fellow Bruins fans' faces there. Not the intention. But I know they were talking about, was it 56 games that was thrown out there or 58 at one point? There's something in the 50s there.
It was somewhere between 52 and 58, yeah. I think I've heard a couple of the numbers and nothing's been settled on, obviously, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as many as you can get, but I'm fine settling on 48. If they're going to do the whole thing where they're really only playing within their set division, you could have less. But basically, you just want to be able to, like, if they do that, and how many teams would be in each division, like 8 or 9 in that case, right? 31 divided by 4 isn't even, so I can't
eight.
Do it.
I would say about 8.
So about 8 to 7 teams per division. If they go that route, then you want to play them all the same number of times. So you know, you'd like to see them play at least 3 or 4 times each, which carry the one. I don't know. But yeah, like 48 sounds pretty legit.
Yeah, I came in prepared to say like somewhere in that range where, you know, in the lockout season, it seemed like everything was kind of chill and no one except for Bruins fans kind of puts an asterisk on that. Like, you don't hear a lot of people saying that season didn't count for any reason. But I feel like that's going to be a little bit different this year with the weird divisions, and we don't even know how the playoffs are going to work. So I feel like no matter what you do, it's going to be weird. So who really gives a shit? Like, I don't know, do like 30 games. Who cares? Just like play every team twice or something. Like in your division, not every team in the league, because that would be more than 30 games.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, give us hockey. I don't care. Like the NWHL is like doing they're going to play each other once each and then go into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, just do something. But do it without putting players' health at risk. I'm more concerned about like doing a compressed schedule and playing 60 games in like 70 days or something like that. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I think also I think the NHL is just concerned about, like, hopefully they're concerned about the safety of their players, but
they're
not. Exactly.
I think they're concerned about money.
Yeah, but I think they're also concerned about it being like a legit cup win for whatever team wins. Like, because if you are to do something like that where you play every team in your division once, then there's going to be a bunch of people saying, oh, it's not real. You know, there was an asterisk. I can never say that correctly.
We both got it wrong in the first try.
Yeah, there's always that next to like the Chicago win because it was only 48 games. But I think people kind of just count that in their minds. You know, it was a full playoffs.
Yeah, but are there a lot of people saying that about Tampa's win? Like that playoff was weird, and a lot of people were saying beforehand.
Yeah, like, I think that what helped them was that they were one of the favorites going in. But I think. I don't know. And they, you know, they played most of a regular season. They kind of earned getting into one of those top seeds. I know they got the top when the Bruins earned
just like the Bruins earned the four seed, right?
Yeah. No, okay, yeah. Okay. Fair enough,
they earned
but.
It.
I don't know. I mean, for me, like, of course, obviously, like safety comes first, like Chris said. Like, we shouldn't be, like, risking people's safety as far as overpacking games goes or as fact, you know, just playing them in the first place during a pandemic, obviously. That needs to be the first priority. Going off of that, though, I mean, I don't know. I mean, theoretically, if we could make it work in a safe way, I would like to see about 50 games, kind of like what Drew said, 48 I would settle for, 52, 56, something like that, just to avoid a situation where, like, I don't know. To me, like, Major League Baseball this year kind of felt not the same. And that's not to say it wasn't worth anything, and I understand, like, as a Red Sox fan, they were dog shit this year, so it's easy to just be like, oh, it didn't count this year because they sucked. But I don't know, it's just like when you're playing like literally a third or less than a third of your regular schedule, it just does, it's not the same. I don't necessarily, that, you know, it's not to take away from the Dodgers or anything like that. I think they were the best team in baseball, and I just kind of viewed it a little differently. I don't know. I'm never going to be like, it didn't count. I'm just going to be like, it's a little different. It's not your regular World Series. It's just kind of like a big tournament, essentially. And that's sort of what the NWHL is doing. Like, it might not be a regular Isabel Cup, but to me, it's just like, you kind of get like a tournament. You know what I mean? It's more or less what you're getting. And maybe it's not worth the same amount, but I don't think it's like, should be totally discredited either. It's just a different kind of thing. So, I don't know. For me, I would like to see a substantial amount of games. I think at least half of the schedule would be nice. If you get closer to 60%, that would be good. But of course, you know, the tricky situation is finding a way to do that in a way that you're not risking the health and safety of your players, because that should be the number one priority. Whether it is kind of another question, I guess, but that should be the main goal here as far as anything goes. And hopefully by next season, when we have the Seattle Kraken coming in, we can get back to a somewhat regular NHL season. But at the end of the day, as much as we're all fucking, you know, we all hate it, this pandemic is still going on and it's still very real. And you kind of have to, in fact, it's worse than it's ever been here in the U.S. But
shouts.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Did you say it's real?
You know, yeah, I know, shocking, right? But you know, we need to treat it like that as well, and if that means not sending hockey teams around the country and continent to play each other, then that's what
it
means.
If you're just tuning into this podcast for the first time, Cam, notorious COVID denier.
Yes, of course. Me, the member
and anti-vaxxer.
Of the fake news media. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Wear a fucking mask so we can just have like a full. I don't know. I was watching. Chris and I are both Liverpool fans, and they just had fans back at Anfield. Granted, it was only 2,000 for the first time for their most recent game against Wolves. And I literally, like, watching the team come out onto the field, like, teared up a little bit and like got the chills just watching the fans react to them coming onto the field. And I just want to see that at TD Garden. I just want to see, you know, I mean, you think the cheer that fucking Zdeno Chara got when he wore the face shield during the Stanley Cup final was crazy. Just wait until you have a full crowd going on for the first game when the Bruins come back. It's going to erupt in that building. And I don't know. I hope we can get there and get to a point at this point where we're watching the Bruins again and we're proud of the way that we acted to get there. And we didn't, you know, we don't felt like we were risking people's lives to get that or anything like that, where we can just say, you know, it's been a shitty fucking year, but we made it through. So I just want to get to that point again with hockey, honestly. So please just fucking do what you can.
Right on.
I don't know if we have anything else. If we're just going to end with my TED talk or not.
No, there's more questions.
You meant I keep forgetting about them. They're literally pulled up on the screen in front of me, and I'm still forgetting about them. Welcome to the podcast, guys. Our next question is about the man with two first names, Craig Smith. The Catfish on Ice podcast, at Catfish Ice, asked, what impact do you expect Craig Smith to have now that he has a new home in Boston? I'll hang up and listen with a wonderful Will Ferrell gif. Guys, what do you expect from the dangerous man with two first names?
Expect him to be good. I like that signing. I think we're all on record saying that. Just a guy that fancy stats love, and I love fancy stats. And he's also like a high percentage goal scorer, and that's the kind of guy who could flourish on lines like the Bergeron line and the Coyle line. I'm not sure which he's going to start on. I think he's probably going to end up on the Coyle line when Bergeron gets his boys back. But
Shout out the erection line.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule him out from being on that Krejci line if Kasha disappoints early on in the season, which I don't expect. I love Kasha. Let's put all of our love into Kasha being great.
What was the party don't stop when Kasha skates in?
Until he skates in, yeah. That was an early one.
That was episode like was 3 or something.
Yeah, it was definitely
I was looking through them today. I was scrolling through, like, what are the weird names of episodes?
I looked through them yesterday, yeah.
We have some weird names for episodes. Dusky Sunset in The Boys is by far the best.
I don't even know what that was about,
to be
honest.
We were talking about, like, superheroes, and then we, like, came up with that, like, Dusky Sunset somehow. I didn't listen to it.
Honestly,
that's what it was.
If I didn't know better, I would have said it was the filter on my fucking webcam.
It does kind of look like Dusky Sunset. And then We Are the Boys, I guess. So, yeah, that would work. Yeah, going off what Chris said, I think, you know, middle six is ideal for him. Again, the fancy stats show good things, and for the most part, we're a fan of fancy stats on here. Noted stat guy Cam Hasbrook over here.
Stat guy.
But, yeah, no, I'm excited to see him on the ice with the Bruins, both based on how his, you know, performance should be, and also because the dude's an absolute fucking man rocket. So let's go Bees.
Dude, yeah, that's a handsome gentleman.
That's a handsome gentleman, but, again, two first names. Watch out. Don't know if we can trust him yet. So
Cam's going to name his kid Smith Hasbrook.
No, he's going to be named, just he's gonna be named Smith Craig Hasbrook. Yeah.
Yes, see, it's a first name.
I forgot Drew had an answer.
All right, then fuck you, I guess. I was going to say, first of all, Patrice Bergeron is still the most attractive Boston Bruin.
I don't think that's true.
Dude, you got to love that broken nose, man.
Personality counts for a big factor here, too.
Yeah, I mean, that too. On, he's just the nicest dude ever.
That might also just be his nose. I don't know if that's
true. No, he's had it broken. Dude, when he got, like, that's like awful injury he had in like 06 or something.
Like all of them.
Like all of them, but
I mean he's got a bunch
one.
Of concussions, but
yeah. No, I know he broke his I did an article on that for the Hockey Writers, and I reflected upon that moment. He broke his nose when whoever the flyer was tossed him into the boards. But anyway, Bergeron aside, because this isn't about him. But every podcast, every episode we've ever had.
Everything is kind of about him, but yeah, no, I see what you mean.
I think Craig Smith will be good. I think, yeah, I mean, if he's slotted in on the third line, I think he's going to be great there. You can expect more than your average third liner from him. If you look at it in a way that Danton Heinen's gone and now Craig Smith's there, he's going to be a huge improvement over Danton Heinen. His job wasn't to replace him, but I don't know. I kind of think about it that way because Danton Heinen was the last winger was 100%.
One goes
in,
one goes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, one goes in, one goes out.
That's just what Patrice Bergeron's nose looks like. Like, when he was a kid, like, that's what it looked like.
I'm just a kid.
I love, like, when he was a kid and he's still in the NHL. Like, 18-year-old Patrice Bergeron.
I'm just a kid and my nose is a nightmare. but yeah, no.
My roommate loves that song. That's going to be our outro, by the way, now.
That's going to be our outro.
Yeah, we talked about how the signing was good, so I think, you know, I think they're going to get the bang for their buck, basically.
Yeah, going off of what we just mentioned, by the way, we sing out for every episode, so just in advance, we're sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. One more question coming in from the one I was going to actually start with, but then we got cut off. We're circling back around to another great friend of the pod, Cortland Lone. I kind of answered this already, but I do have a secondary answer if neither of you steal it first. Who in the NHL? Well, he said who is the NHL, but I'm assuming he meant in.
Yeah, he corrected it. He
also, fix up on your grammar.
He also asked two questions. I'm pretty sure. So
yeah,
he's got two.
Question number one, which I think was actually question number two in order, but it was fine.
presented
once
by
again, this is episode
Diehard.
I'll say once again, this is episode 40 or season 2, episode 141 of the Bruce and Bruins podcast. But his question is, who in the NHL resembles Santa Claus the most, looks or personality qualify? What do you guys got here?
Cam, you already gave your
answer. I obviously had my Tuukka Rask thing, but yeah, like I said, I already had. But I do have a secondary answer here, but I'm going to give you guys an opportunity first in case one of you snatches it.
I think it's pretty obviously the pre-shave Joe Thornton.
All right, I'm glad that that's the first thing that came to me as well, so yeah.
Oh, so it could be at any point?
He's a little bit gray. He's got he had the beard. You know he can rock it.
And absolutely.
In real life, I think Santa's probably a lot more fit than people give him credit for.
Yeah, he's hauling ass. Granted, it's only once a year, but it's a hell of a leg day for him, is what I understand. Yeah.
He's got to be ready for it. You're telling me the rest of the year he's not prepping.
That's
for
true.
It?
Like the Olympics are only once every 4 years, but those athletes are always fucking ripped. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
He's out there on the ice skating every week. All right, another shitty joke. I'm full of them tonight anyway. Cam had a bad one too.
Drew, yeah,
Chris
but
is just pissed because his dog's won't stop barking. This is a great first episode.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sure I would be laughing at your jokes if I were paying attention to them at all, but I can't.
I've seen holding your forehead like, oh my fucking god.
My dogs are barking.
I have never seen you this
annoying. The dogs have never barked this much during an episode of this podcast, and it happens to be the one that we are opening up to a new audience. So I'm worried like everyone's just going to be like, wow, I love this podcast, but the dogs are just too much.
you're worried people are going to love this podcast? You guys, you've got some misplaced worries, Chris.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Don't worry.
People are going to kind of like this podcast and listen to like 5 minutes of it overall as they skim through. And every time it's your dogs barking that they hit, they're like, fuck, I'm done.
Well, that's not even one of our dogs. It's our foster dog that's barking in the background. His name's Kodiak. He's gigantic, and he deserves a home. Someone give our big boy Cody.
If somebody adopts Chris's dog from the podcast, he will get an ass tattoo of
the dog
of Kodiak.
I don't know. I guess the dog. I was trying to make it Bruins related somehow, but
also,
I had nothing.
You'll
there.
Also get the drawing that Cam's ex-girlfriend did of a Bruins player.
Well,
I'll get my ex-girlfriend to tattoo your ass of Patrice Bergeron.
I'll get an ass tattoo of Kodiak wearing a Patrice Bergeron jersey, and you also, whoever does that, gets the photo, or the picture.
It sounds
I thought they also got the dog.
No, that was the thing. If you adopt the dog.
Oh,
like,
okay. I don't know. This is getting confusing. What's the question?
I'll say, Drew, do you have another answer for the Santa Claus one? Or I can go on to the next course.
I mean,
next question,
I mean,
if you want.
Chara, if it counts, just because the playoff beard. I don't know. Who's most jolly on the Bruins?
So I was going to say Dustin Byfuglien also, but he's not really in the league anymore. Dustin Byfuglien is jolly as fuck.
Yeah. All right, Drew, you'll definitely have an answer for this one. Also from Court, what is the best NHL video game?
Yeah, NHL 07 was definitely the best of that series. A lot of people say NHL 14, and that was a good one. But NHL 07 is when they introduced the skill stick, which is like you use the joysticks to like shoot and everything. Before that, it was like the classic NHL 94 smash some buttons. I also think 2K had some really good hockey games, and I'm sad that they went out of business.
Yeah, the Zamboni mode they had was fucking electric.
No flack to EA, but also some flack to EA. Like, there's no competition now, so they can...
Competition is good. Exactly. They can do whatever they want now, and it can suck, like, and people will still pay for it, because they
only have... And I know a lot of people who say they should just come out with a game every other year, because every other year they actually have a full game's worth of updates. But, you know... year to year.
That's even a little generous.
They're also the lowest.
They'll never turn down that money.
They also have the lowest budget of like basically all the EA sports games, because hockey doesn't have as big of an audience as football or soccer. So,
or world football. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The one that's always going to hold a special place in my heart is NHL 2002 for the PC back in the day. That game was electric. Mm. Also, elite soundtrack, like Jimmy Eat World on there, just really good stuff.
It's just all Jimmy.
I don't know. I have a lot of problems with EA NHL nowadays. Just a lot of it, I think, is because like I am such a hardcore hockey fan that like the littlest things piss me off when they're not realistic. But like, it's just some like careless glitches that have been in there for so long, or like the goalie is coming like 30 feet out of their net on a 2-on-1. It's just like simple stuff like that where it's just like you just want it to be better. I will say this year, I think it took a larger step than I expected as far as gameplay goes. I think there's still a long ways to go, and I'm still not necessarily happy with it, to be honest with you. But they did make some improvements this year, which the fact that making any sort of improvement is like the bar to get over now is kind of sad and telling. But I don't know. It's a decent game, I'll say. For casual hockey fans, I think it's probably a pretty good game. But for people who like want a more hardcore simulation of hockey... it's just like really annoying when your defenseman skates the wrong way and takes a slap shot at your net and your goalie's like 30 feet out, because that's how they're programmed. But, you know, again, that's just kind of how it is. So,
yeah. So I don't have a really good answer for like what the best gameplay is. I think the recent EA games are totally fine. Like, I know they have their issues and whatnot, but like, I don't know. I'll never have an issue playing them and like sitting down and doing that. So like, I don't know, I'll say like NHL 18 or whatever. As long as
Connor McDavid,
you don't try to like, as long as you don't try to like dive block anything and get a tripping penalty.
Yeah.
Every time.
So my nostalgic favorites are NHL Hits, which I absolutely love. That whole series of Midway games, like the, like NFL Blitz and those things were always fun. And then NHL 99 was a good one for me. That was the one I played when I was growing up. And then NHL 12 was the one that I like really got back into like hockey gaming. That was my
NHL
senior 12 year of college.
Slapped. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack was dope. It was like I had a bunch of friends who like weren't even hockey fans who like everyone would come over and we'd get all four controllers going. We'd just play with four dudes on one team and get mad at whoever sucked. that was my favorite time playing NHL games. But I'm totally fine with what they got coming out now. I just like I fully do not understand the economy behind it, but whatever.
I do have one more game I'd like to mention, which is the Franchise Hockey Manager series, and this is specifically for people like Lancey who love to like dive into the stats and dive into like the what ifs and stuff. It's basically just the NHL, like the EA series, be a GM mode where you can't like actually play the games, but it's like making the trades, signing the players, looking into all that. It's really, really well done. If you play like Football Manager, which is a popular simulation game for world football soccer here, it's a lot like that. It's a really good game.
All right. Well, I think we're getting about to that time here to wrap things up and ruin the day of anyone who's still listening to this by trying to sing. But yeah, anybody have some final words for our new listeners here?
Good luck. Bet you can't.
You're going to need it, yeah. Yeah. All right, well, yeah, we have awesome guest coming on again next week. We're going to tease the shit out of it this week, so in case you haven't heard us mention it 7,000 times in this podcast, we're going to keep doing that. And we also have another announcement, which we are just teasing for the first time now in the last couple seconds of this podcast, really on brand, that we will
just gonna keep teasing
also
things.
Will be just running into the ground this week. You probably won't get anything actually meaningful until at least Thursday.
As a podcast, we're a big tease.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I also wanted to say, like, we're going to have the little drop on Friday and what we have planned for that.
Oh, yeah.
We're planning to do a little...
Yes. Going to record some content tomorrow.
We're planning on doing a little, a little drinking game.
I'm gonna just let's talk about it here because I want some people to send in some questions as well. So for Friday, we are going to be recording a little bit more of a get to know us episode. We're gonna be playing Truth or Drink.
Honestly, all of it should be listener submitted.
Yeah, it should be.
Here's my thing. I think we should each get one shot at each other to just really grill. You know what I mean? So I think most of it should be listener submitted. I agree. So please send in your questions for us. It does not have to be Bruins or hockey or beer related. It can be fucking anything. The raunchier kind of the better, actually, because I want to see these guys get fucking plastered.
I think for the ones that we give each other, though, it has to be finish your drink or truth or finish your drink.
Oh, no, I was going to say just like we're doing shots.
Kind of thinking shots.
Oh, boy.
Well, Drew, right.
Y'all are going to get to know me a lot then.
It's Friday Shots
on
Tuesday.
We're recording it
on
Tuesday.
Friday Shots on Tuesday, dude.
Jesus.
All right. So, yeah, if you are listening to this on Tuesday, please send us your questions. We'll be lighting up Twitter tomorrow or today, I guess, by the time you're listening to this. By the time you're listening to this. Perhaps years in the past, if you're listening to this in the future.
And somebody adopt Kodiak so he stops.
I don't think it's a very good advertisement for him.
Really, if you didn't like this podcast because the dogs, it's your fault because you could have adopted this dog. So fucking think about it.
What the hell, people?
What the fuck?
He's right here.
He's literally right there. We are super excited about all the stuff we have coming up. Again, we started this just to have kind of some fun amongst ourselves, and we're super thrilled that other people are jumping on board and having as much fun as we are. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up, some of which we have mentioned, some of which we're still a little too early to talk about, but we are super excited about the weeks, months, and years, and decades, and centuries, and millennia that lie ahead. We're excited for all of you guys to be a part of the ride.
Right on.
All right, let's sing a song.
That should be a letter.
Drew, what was the song you're singing again?
I'm just a kid. Life is a nightmare.
I'm just a kid,
and I know that it's not fair.
Hold on,
I don't remember this part.
Now here it goes.
Nice.
I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare. I'm just a kid.
Fuck!
See you next week.